log, stardate 5630.7. We have been assigned to convey the Medusans' ambassador to the Federation back to their home planet. While the thoughts of the Medusans are the most sublime in the galaxy, their physical appearance is exactly the opposite. They have evolved into a race of beings who are formless, so utterly hideous that the sight of a Medusan brings total madness to any human who sees one.
Mr. Marmick.
I'm James Kirk, the captain.
Captain, what are you doing here? You'll have to leave before the Medusan ambassador.
Yes, everything will be taken care of. This is Mr. Spock, my first officer.
Oh, yes, you're the Vulcan. It's all right for you to remain, but you, Captain, and this other gentleman...
Montgomery Scott, chief engineer. Call me Scotty.
Mr. Spock, do you have the visor? You must be sure to wear it. Humans who get even a glimpse of Medusans have gone insane.
Thank you, Mr. Marvick. I shall be wearing the visor.
We mustn't keep the ambassador waiting. If you'll go with Mr. Scott, I'm sure the two of you will have a great deal in common.
Aye, indeed. It's a rare privilege meeting one of the designers of the Enterprise.
Lieutenant Uhura, open a channel to transporter control center on the planet.
Aye, sir.
This is Captain Kirk. Inform the ambassador and Dr. Jones. We're ready to beam them aboard. Kirk out. Are you sure this visor will work?
It has proved effective for Vulcans.
It's your human half I'm worried about.
I shall endeavor to keep it under control.
Inform me when transport is complete.
Ambassador Collis, I am First Officer Spock.
I'm Dr. Jones. The ambassador is most honored to meet you, Mr. Spock.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Channel to all decks.
Channel open, sir.
This is Captain Kirk to all ship's personnel. Clearance plans now in effect.
Clear passageways immediately. The ambassador will be escorted to his quarters at once.
Jones, may I congratulate you on your assignment with Ambassador Collis.
Thank you. But the assignment's not yet definite. It will depend upon my ability to achieve a true mind link with the ambassador.
I'm sure you will find it a fascinating experience.
I wasn't aware that anyone had ever achieved a mind link with the Medusans.
No one ever has. I was referring to mind links I had attempted with members of other species.
I've heard, Mr. Spock, that you turned down the assignment with the ambassador.
I was unable to accept. My life is here. Spock to Bridge, we have arrived at the ambassador's quarters.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. Notify all hands to return to stations. All right, let's take her out. Roll factor two.
We're back to two, sir. I would appreciate an opportunity to exchange greetings with the ambassador.
I'm sure the ambassador would be charmed. I see in your mind that you are tempted to take my place.
Not correct, Doctor. Although I am aware of your mind attempting to contact mine. Were you born a telepath?
Yes. That is why I had to study on Vulcan.
I understand. May I show you to your quarters?
I think I'll stay here a bit. Ambassador Carlos often finds the process of transport somewhat unsettling.
I understand. Our ship's surgeon often makes the same complaint. Do call when you are ready.
What is it he sees when he looks at you? I must know.
I can't understand why they let you go with Carlos.
They, Captain?
The male population of the Federation. Didn't someone try and talk you out of it?
Now that you ask, yes.
Well, I'm glad he didn't succeed, otherwise I wouldn't have met you.
Thank you, Captain.
Tell me, Dr. Jones, why isn't it dangerous for you to be with Carlos? Spock, I can understand. Nothing makes an impression on him.
Why, thank you, Captain.
You're very welcome, Mr. Spock. But as I understand it, no human can look at Carlos, even with a visor, without going mad. How do you manage?
I spent 4 years on Vulcan studying their mental discipline.
You poor girl. On the contrary, Doctor, I would say that Dr. Jones was indeed fortunate.
Vulcan is not my idea of fun.
Joy can be many things, Doctor. On Vulcan, I learned to do things impossible to learn anywhere else.
To read minds?
How not to read them, Captain?
I don't understand.
Dr. Jones was born a telepath, Captain.
Oh.
Vulcan was necessary to my sanity.
What most humans generally find impossible to understand is the need to shut out the bedlam of other people's thoughts and emotions.
Or of their own thoughts and emotions. You know, I was just noticing your Vulcan idic, Mr. Spock. Is it a reminder that as a Vulcan, you can mind link with the Medusans far better than I could?
Well, I doubt that Mr. Spock would don the most revered of all Vulcan symbols merely to annoy you, Dr. Jones.
As a matter of fact, I wear it this evening to honor you, Doctor.
Indeed.
Yes, yeah, very interesting. I might even say fascinating. But back to your mission.
Doctor, do you feel any way may be found to employ Medusan navigators on starships? It would certainly solve many of our navigational problems.
Well, the key is the mind link that I learned on Vulcan. Now, once we have learned the technique of forming a corporate intelligence with the Medusans, the designers, that's where Larry comes in, can work on adapting instruments.
I don't care how benevolent the Medusans are supposed to be. Isn't it suicidal to deal with something ugly enough to drive man mad? Why do you do it?
I see, Dr. McCoy, that you still subscribe to the outmoded notion promulgated by your ancient Greeks that what is good must also be beautiful.
And the reverse, of course, that what is beautiful is automatically expected to be good.
Yes, I think most of us are attracted by beauty and repelled by ugliness, one of the last of our prejudices. At the risk of sounding prejudiced, gentlemen, here's to beauty. To Miranda Jones, the loveliest human ever to grace a starship.
How can one so beautiful condemn herself to look upon ugliness the rest of her life?
Will we allow it, gentlemen?
Certainly not.
How can one so full of joy and the love of life as you, Doctor, condemn yourself to look upon disease and suffering for the rest of your life? Can we allow that, gentlemen?
To whatever you want the most, Miranda.
Some more Antarian brandy. What is it?
There's somebody nearby thinking of murder. Gone now.
Who is it? Can you tell?
It isn't there anymore. Captain, would you mind if I said goodnight?
Of course. Perhaps I'll see you going to your quarters.
Thank you, gentlemen. You make a choice impossible. Please stay and enjoy yourselves. It was a delightful dinner.
Sleep well, Loretta.
Sure you're well enough to find your way alone?
Of course, Dr. McCoy. Please, don't worry about me.
Now, where I come from, that's what we call a lady.
Yes, she is something special.
Very special. I suggest you treat her accordingly. I've known Dr. Jones long enough to be aware of her remarkable gifts. Well, it's been a long day for me.
Larry, would you like to stop off at engineering with me? I have a few things to check, and a bottle of scotch says that you can't handle the controls you designed.
Some other time.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Scotty. You're dressed up for the occasion, Spock. Very impressive.
I genuinely intended to honor her, Captain. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Sleep well. Bones? What's troubling you with the girl?
Well, she's not just another girl, Captain. Don't make that mistake.
Oh, I didn't think that for a moment. What else?
I don't know what it is exactly. She seems very vulnerable.
We're all vulnerable in one way or another.
Of course. But there's something so very disturbing about her.
Meaning she's quite a woman. I agree.
Good night, Jim.
Good night, Bob.
Talk to you.
It's late.
Please, Miranda, it's important.
All right, come in then.
I thought the dinner was never going to end.
I rather enjoyed it.
Yes, I know you did. I didn't. It was so far away.
I'll be further away than that soon.
Please don't talk of that. There's so little time. Please, Miranda, don't go with Carlos.
Now, we've been over this time and time again.
Don't I know? I've asked you in restaurants, in the laboratory, on one knee, on both knees. Miranda, how can you do this?
Harry, please try to understand.
I understand. That you're a woman, and that I'm a man, one of your own kind. And that Carlos will never be able to give you anything like this.
Why did I ever meet you?
I've been honest with you. I simply cannot love you the way you want me to.
Miranda.
And I'm going away with Carlos. That's final. I think you'd better leave now. That it was you before. Who is it you want to kill, Larry? Is it me? You mustn't keep this to yourself. I want to help you.
So now you want to help me? Now I know what a mere human male has to do to get a reaction out of you. Make you think he's a patient. A great psychologist. Why don't you try being a woman for a change?
Resist the wee waiter.
Has the ambassador been hurt?
No harm has come to the ambassador, Captain.
Who could have done such a thing?
Larry Marvick.
Larry Marvick? Why?
Do you know whether he saw the Medusa?
Yes, he did.
Then insanity will surely be the result, Captain. Dangerous insanity.
The controls are all yours. And the bottle of scotch will be in your room this evening, if you can handle them.
Captain?
Captain Kirk to all ship personnel. Red alert. An attempt was made to murder Ambassador Cullis. The murderer is dangerously insane. He is Lawrence Marvick. Be on the watch for him. Kirk out.
Spark.
Trying, Captain.
Mr. Chekhov, your assistance, please.
Captain, I have engineering now.
Put them on intercom.
We must sleep. No sleep. They come in your dreams. That's the worst. They suffocate in your dreams.
Making it out of here.
Security at engineering.
I'll go with you.
No.
I must. I can reach his mind.
The boundaries of the galaxy. We made it. We're safe. We're safe, Captain Kirk.
Oh.
No. No! No, Captain, we mustn't sleep. No! No! No, they come in your dreams. That's the worst. They suffocate in your dreams. No!
All right.
No.
We'll take you to a place to hide, a better place. Come
no.
on. Come on.
No, we're
come
to
on.
Stay here
Barry,
with the controls.
All right.
Ready to speed. Speed! Speed to the next galaxy! Miranda, are you here with me?
Yes, Larry. I'm here.
I didn't lose you. Oh, my beautiful love, I thought I lost you.
I'm here, Larry. I can see what he sees. No, don't. Don't think of it.
Liar. Liar. Deceiver, you're not alone. You brought it with you. It's here. It's here. You brought it with you.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Don't love her. Don't love her. She'll kill you if you love her. I love you, Miranda.
He's dead, Jim.
Captain's log, stardate 5630.8. As a result of Larry Marvick's insane fears, the Enterprise lies derelict in uncharted space. We have no way to determine our position in relation to the galaxy. We are in a completely unknown void.
Where are we?
We are evidently far outside our own galaxy, judging from the lack of traceable reference points. When we exceeded warp speed factor 9.5, we apparently entered a space-time continuum.
I have the autopsy report on Marvick. Heart action stopped, cause unknown. Respiration stopped, cause unknown. Brain activity stopped, cause... Shall I go on?
You mean he just simply died? I mean, he evidently could not live with what he saw or what he felt.
Damage report, Scotty?
We need some repair, sir, but the ship is intact.
Position report, Spock?
Impossible to calculate. We lack data to analyze. Our instruments appear to be functioning normally, but what they tell us makes no sense. Our records are clear up to the point at which we left our galaxy.
Then we should be able to navigate back?
Unfortunately, we lack reference points on which to plot a return course. We experienced extreme sensory distortion, and we shall do so again if we attempt to use warp speed. And we cannot recross the barrier using sublight speed.
A medman got us into this, and it's beginning to look as if only a medman can get us out.
An entertaining suggestion, Mr. Chekhov, but not very helpful.
There is someone else aboard who might be able to help us navigate. The Medusans have developed interstellar navigation to a fine art. Could Colossus function despite the sensory distortion?
Very possibly. The Medusans' sensory system is radically different from ours. Perhaps for the purpose of this emergency, I might become Colossus.
Explain.
A fusion. A mind link to create a double entity. Each of us would enjoy the knowledge and sensory capabilities of both. We will function as one being.
Hazards?
If the link is successful, there will be a tendency to lose separate identity. A necessary risk. Of course, Dr. Jones will not wish to give me permission to accomplish the mind link.
I don't think she'll want anyone to intrude in the kind of rapport she has with Colossus.
Dr. Jones has shown reluctance every time I've asked to converse with Colossus. In some ways, she is still most human, Captain, particularly in the depth of her jealousy.
I could confine her to quarters.
Not sufficient. Her telepathic powers are formidable. If it is at all possible, her mind must be so engaged that no thought of what I am doing shall intrude.
I think that could be arranged.
I may be sentimental, but this is my favorite place. Earth.
I've never been to Earth. What lovely flowers. May I touch them?
Certainly.
Scent.
Try these. Let me see. It's just a thorn. I was hoping to make you forget about this today.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
Blame yourself because Marvin loved you.
I didn't want his love. I couldn't return it.
Someday, you'll want human love and companionship.
Shall I tell you what human companionship means to me? A struggle, a defense against the emotions of others. At times, the emotions burst in on me. Hatred, desire, envy, pity. Pity is the worst of all. Now, I agree with the Vulcans. Violent emotion is a kind of insanity.
Are you willing to spend the rest of your life with the Medusans in order to avoid human emotion?
Perhaps.
A meeting of minds is all very well, but what about love, Miranda? You're young. Attractive. And human. Sooner or later, no matter how beautiful the minds are, you're going to yearn for someone who looks like yourself, someone who isn't ugly.
Ugly? What is ugly? Who is to say whether Carlos is too ugly to bear? Or too beautiful to bear.
Miranda, I meant no insult.
please. Here we are among the roses. A very romantic setting.
I wish there were moonlight, too.
Moonlight would suit you very well.
I see you're a very complicated man. Carlos, no.
Miranda.
You mustn't let him do it.
Miranda, don't.
Let me go.
Miranda.
No, you have no idea what a dangerous thing Spark is planning. We must stop him. Let me go.
The Enterprise is at stake. It is not possible for you to be involved.
Why? I've already committed myself to Mind Link when Carlos and I reached the Medusan vessel. Why put yourself in jeopardy?
This is not a duty that you can assume. I'm aware of the fact that your telepathic competence might be superior to mine, but there is a more important factor. The object is to pilot this ship. That is something you cannot do.
Then teach me to operate the ship. I can memorize instantly.
Now, wait a minute. I realize that you can do almost anything a sighted person can do, but you can't pilot a starship.
What? Fascinating.
I'm sorry, Miranda, but you must be realistic. You are blind, and there are some things you simply cannot do.
Evidently a highly sophisticated sensor web. My compliments to you and to your dressmaker.
Yes, of course. Is there any reasonable explanation? You can't see, and Carlos can't hurt you.
An elegant solution. But I fail to understand why you apparently tried to conceal your blindness, Dr. Jones.
I think I understand. You said it. Pity is the worst of all.
Pity, which I hate. Do you think you can gather more information with your eyes than I can with my sensors? I could play tennis with you, Captain Kirk. I might even beat you. I am standing exactly 1 meter, 4 centimeters from the door. Can you judge distance that accurately? I can even tell you how fast your heart is beating.
No, that won't be necessary.
Mr. Spark will make the mind link. No other decision is possible.
No. I won't let you.
Please. Do not fight us like this, Dr. Jones. I appeal to you as a colleague. Do not oppose us.
No.
If we can't persuade you, there is someone who can. You'll have to take this up with Carlos. For your own sake.
Privacy.
Yes, there's a great deal to respect about that lady.
Seems I have no choice but to obey you.
Captain's log, supplementary. Our one chance to return to our own galaxy is dependent upon the navigational skills of the Medusan ambassador. With that in view, Carlos has been brought to the bridge and placed behind a protective shield.
delightful. I know you. All of you. James Kirk, captain and friend for many years. And Leonard McCoy, also of long acquaintance. And Uhura, whose name means freedom. She walks in beauty like the night.
That's not Spock.
Are you surprised to find that I've read Byron, Doctor?
That's Spock.
Am I addressing the ambassador?
In part. That is, part of us is known to you as Kolos. Ah, Miranda. There you are. A brave new world that has such creatures in it.
It is new to thee.
My world is next for us. I speak for all of us you call Medusans. I am sorry for the trouble I've brought to your ship.
We don't hold you to blame for what happened, and thank you now for your help.
And now, to the business at hand. With your permission, Captain.
Yes, Mr. Sulu, release the helm to Mr. Spock.
Aye, sir.
Coordination is completed.
Then go ahead, Mr. Spock.
Warp one in 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Our position is so close to the point where we entered the void. The difference isn't worth mentioning. Bullseye, Mr. Spock.
Thank you, Mr. Chekhov. Maneuver completed, Captain.
Take over, Mr. Sulu. Thank you, Ambassador. Mr. Chekhov, plot a new course.
The new headings will be plotted in a minute, sir.
Bodies are. And what a variety of senses you have. This thing you call language, though, most remarkable. You depend on it for so very much. But is any one of you really its master? But most of all, the aloneness. You are so alone. Live out your lives in this shell of flesh, self-contained, separate. How lonely you are. How terribly lonely.
Ambassador.
You must dissolve the link.
So soon.
There must be no delay.
You're wise, Captain.
Thank you.
Don't move. Jim, no one is to move. Spock, are you all right? Safe with us now.
Help me get him to sick bay.
Unless Miranda can look down into his mind and turn it outward to us, we will lose Spock.
Vulcan mind techniques, they seem so untrustworthy now that Spock's life is at stake.
Our knowledge of them may be the only thing that could save Spock's sanity, perhaps even his own life.
But does she want to? She's been in there so long.
There's nothing else to be done.
She tried to help Marvik. Marvik is dead.
That's different. Marvik loved her.
And Spock is her rival. Is that any better? Even Spock felt the violence of her jealousy.
But they weren't rivals in love. Jim. You shouldn't go in there.
Whatever happens, Bones, don't interfere.
Dr. McCoy? Who's there?
Captain Kirk.
I have no news for you, Captain.
No change?
Only that his life processes are ebbing.
What are you doing about it?
Why, what I can, of course.
This doesn't seem to be much.
No doubt you think I can wake him with a kiss.
It's worth a try, isn't it? After all, he's not a machine.
But he is a Vulcan.
Only half. The other half is human. Far more human than you, apparently.
Face reality, Captain. His mind has gone down almost too far even for me to reach.
If you don't reach him soon, he'll die. But that's what you want, isn't it?
That's a lie.
Oh, yes, it is. You want him to die. What did you do to him on the bridge? Did you make him forget to put the visor over his eyes?
You're insane.
Yes, you know your rival, don't you? You couldn't keep him from making a mind link with Collis, something that you couldn't do yourself. With my words, I'll make you hear such ugliness that Spock saw when he looked at Collis with his naked eyes. The ugliness is within you.
It's a lie. Lie.
Your passion to see Collis' madness. You can never see, never. But Spock saw Collis. And for that he must die.
Sadistic, filthy liar!
Smell of hatred. The stench of jealousy permeates you. Why don't you strangle him while he lies there?
Don't say any more,
Collis,
please.
Collis knows what's in your heart. You can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to Collis.
Please go away.
What'd you say to her?
Maybe too much.
What's she doing in there?
You may be right, Pons. Maybe I shouldn't have gone in. She was blind. Really blind. Really in the dark. And if he dies... If he dies, how do I know that I didn't kill him? How do I know that she can stand to hear the truth?
Thank you.
to the death or to life for both of us.
Visit to the devil himself.
Miranda.
You have what you wanted most.
I am one with Carlos.
Well, I'm truly sorry that you're leaving. Goodbye.
We've come to the end of an eventful trip, Captain.
I didn't think you'd even talk to me.
Well, I have you to thank for my future. Your words enabled me to see.
Miranda, good luck. Health. I have something for you.
I suppose it has thorns.
I never met a rose that didn't.
I know now the great joy you felt when you joined minds with Carlos.
I rejoice in your knowledge and in your achievement.
I understand, Mr. Spock. The glory of creation is in its infinite diversity.
And the ways our differences combine to create meaning and beauty.
Peace and long life, Spock.
Live long and prosper, Miranda.